This is, let's turn to the Bible, Old Testament, first passage. This is standing on a pool of water. Okay.
让我们翻开今天要读的第一段经节。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
55.
以赛亚书第五十五章。
So Isaiah 55, verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚书第五十五章第一节。
Call everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
以赛亚书第五十五章第一节，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃。不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance.
第二节，你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的，买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
So God here through His prophets invite us all to come and to buy and eat and the precious food He prepared for us, wine and milk.
所以主在这里借着先知来向所有的人。来发出邀请，邀请我们来到他那里，来买那个能够让人得到饱足的食物。
So here it says without money, but he used the word buy. Buy without money. What does that mean?
所以这里说到来我这里买，但是买却不需要价钱，这是为何呢
？So Bible used many words to describe what faith is. What Believing is.
圣经用许多的话语来描述信心到底是什么。
So here, buy without money means we come to trust in God, trust in the Lord.
这里说到买却不用价值，就说到我们当怎样来相信主。
And by what it says, buy wine and milk.
这里说到我们能够买酒和奶。
So don't be surprised if say God wants us to buy but without money. You see that whatever God provides for us is all free.
并不要惊奇主在这里邀请我们来买却不要价值，因为主为我们所预备的都是完完全全的免费的救恩。
What is the most important to us? What's most essential to us? That it is all freely given.
所有我们需要的，所有我们所有我们需要的都是主白白的赐给我们的。
Like today we have a very nice sunny day, so this sunshine is free.
就好像今天是一个风和日丽的日子，所有的这些阳光都是主白白赐给我们的。
And water and clear air, clean air, they all free to us all.
我们所用到的干净的水、清新的空气，这所有都是主白白给我们。
I know some places you need to buy clean water. You need to do something to have clean air even. That's because man-made pollutions.
有一些地方你的确是需要用钱去买到那个纯净的水，甚至是用钱去买到那个清新的空气，那是因为人对环境造成了破坏。
So men have this sin in us that creates all these pollutions in the world.
所以因为我们人里面的那一个罪造成了这个世界上的污染。
But what God's given us, they're pristine and they're clean. That's very essential to our health and to our being.
但是主所赐给我们的，我们所需要的，都是那样的干净，都是那样子的，对我们的生命有益。
And he says, buy wine and milk.
他在这里说到来买那酒与奶。
Wine means in the Bible, wine means joy.
在圣经里面，酒说到喜乐。
Wine makes heart joyful.
酒让人的心得到欢愉。
Yesterday we had a wedding banquet.
我们昨天有这个婚宴。
A wedding makes a lot of people very happy and joyful.
婚宴让很多的人都感到非常的欢喜愉悦。
See, God is very concerned about how joyful we are, how we live our life on earth.
所以主他非常看重我们里面的喜乐，非常愿意我们在这个地上过一个喜乐的生活。
And it says, milk means the most essential to our health, to our growth.
这里也说到奶。奶是对我们的生命非常非常必须的一种营养。
And then you can see the baby, the family has have a baby, you can see that all the baby needs most essential food to them is just milk.
看到婴儿你就知道婴儿所需的一切的营养都在奶的当中。
Now I think some tribes, some people in the world, they eat cheese made of milk.
我知道在有一些这个部落里面，他们就是完全就是吃用奶制成的奶酪。
There was one sister who attended our church for a while back, and this sister, when some sisters visited her in an apartment, her refrigerator actually was empty. It has only milk and kosher to make a yogurt of it.That she fed on this yogurt three meals a day.
在我们当中，多年以前有一位姊妹，当我们有弟兄姊妹去她家中探访的时候，打开她的冰箱，她的冰箱里面没有其他的东西，唯独有的就是这个奶。她用这个奶做成酸奶，她一日三餐所享用的就是这个奶制品的酸奶。
Because she didn't have money to buy other food.
因为她没有其他没有多余的钱来买其他的食物。
And at the time she was 80 years old. It's older than 80 years old.
那个时候她八十多岁。
But she was very strong. She was very agile.
但是她在八十多岁的时候仍旧非常的强壮，也非常的脑袋非常清楚。
So she.That's right. Also very intelligent.
非常有智慧。
Very sharp in mind. She had very sharp mind.
头脑非常的清楚。
And you can see the way she walked. She carried herself. She said she was very healthy.
你看她这个行走的样子，你看到她的样子，你就知道她是一个非常健康的人。
No bone loss.
没有什么骨质流失。
So now, so she just fed on milk product, the kosher she made, yogurt herself.
她一日三餐所吃的就是这个奶制品。
So this milk here, so don't look on this small word milk. Milk is most essential to us, to our life.
别看这个地方只有奶这一个字，而奶对于我们的生命来说是非常重要的。
And the best.
而且是最好。
And at the time, a sister had a dilemma. Do we buy food and send it to her or just leave it as it is? Because she's feeding on milk, yogurt, and maintain the healthiest body she can be.
所以那个时候我们在探访的时候总会有一个难题，我们到底是要不要买东西来给这一位姊妹，因为这一位姊妹完全就是靠这个奶来维持她一个非常健康的身体。
And what do you think?
你是怎么想的?
You're going to bring some junk food over. And everything compared to pure milk, the yogurt, it was all junk food.
那么让你做决定的话，你会怎样决定吗？跟他买一些这种素食不健康的食物吗？还是让他一直吃他的奶制品？
Thank the Lord, God is concerned with our joy.
感谢主，主实在是关心我们里面的喜乐。
Concern how satisfied we are.
实在是关心我们里面是否有满足。
Why do you spend money for what is not bread? Your wages for what does not satisfy?
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物，用劳碌得来得来的买那不足使人饱足的？
The reason why God invites us to believe, to trust in the Lord Jesus is because He understands how we live our life today.
主之所以来邀请我们来相信他，是因为主知道我们如今生活的光景。
We work very hard.
我们非常的劳碌，非常的辛苦。
We get up early and we need to catch bus or whatever, commuting hours and to get to office or work to get the good performance review at the year end.
我们每天早起，每天通勤，每天赶去办公室，每天在那里辛苦的工作，每天在那里想到有一个好的工作的评估。
But that cannot satisfy us.
但是所有的那一切并不能够让我们的心。
So God is saying that we work so hard.
所以主说我们如此的劳碌。
And we young people have a dream.We want to achieve our dreams.
我们的年轻人都有梦想，年轻人都在追逐他们的梦想，要实现他们的梦想。
They work very hard.
他们工作非常的努力。
You know, Isaiah prophet tell us one thing.
在以赛亚书的时候，这个先知告诉我们一件事情。
He says, a man who is hungry.
他说到一个人如果饿了
and he ate to his full in the dream
只有在他的梦里他能够吃的觉得饱了
and then after he wakes up
一旦他醒来
he still feel hungry
他仍旧是饿的
so a person who drinks in a dream
一个人若在梦中饮水
and when he wakes up he still feels thirsty
他醒来的时候他仍旧觉得干渴
that is our life
这就是我们生活的一个写照
especially young people your terminology is called oh we want to pursue the dream right
特别是我们在座的年轻人当你们大学毕业之后就在想说我要来追逐我的梦想。
But God said, one day you'll wake up.
但是，主说有一天你会看见。
When you wake up, you feel you're still hungry, you're still thirsty.
有一日你醒来，你仍旧会觉得饥饿，仍旧会觉得干渴。
So God is inviting us to put our trust in the Lord Jesus.
所以主在这里邀请我们将我们的信心放在主耶稣基督里。
So here he used another word like come. Come also means believe.
这里他用到一个词说到来。来就是说到我们的信。
The hymn we just sang this morning, the last phrase says, I come.
今天早上我们刚刚唱过的这首诗歌最后的一句歌词就是说我来
So you come to Lord Jesus acknowledge your sinners and come to accept Lord Jesus as a Savior to be saved
我来到主基督耶稣的面前承认我的罪我来到主基督耶稣的面前称他为我的救主
andBy accepting Him, we have the eternal life in our heart.
当我们接受他的时候，我们的里面就有了那永远的生命。
Because only something eternal can satisfy us.
因为只有那永远的能够满足我们的心。
You don't have to listen to all the message until the end, make that decision. You can do it right now.
你并不需要把我今天所要讲的所有的信息听完，实际上你现在就可以来做这个决定。
Holy Spirit can reveal that in our heart any moment.
圣灵每一刻都能将那个真理启示在我开启在我们的里面。
I read a biography, the one person, I think his name is Brother Lawrence.
我读到一个故事是劳伦斯弟兄。
He was a French soldier.
他是一个法国的士兵。
And one day, he described how he was saved. One day he saw a leaf falling down from the tree.
在描述他是如何得救的时候，他在讲述到有一天，他看到一片树叶从树上坠下。
And he was so intrigued by the scene. He in his mind suddenly he felt.The presence of God.
当他看到那个情景的时候，他的脑中突然想到这一位神。
Leaf falls in the fall, and there's a new leaves coming out in the spring. The life.
树叶在秋天的时候会枯黄坠落，但是新叶，新的生命在春天的时候又会发生。
And he believed in the Lord.At the moment,
那一刻，他相信了主。
I hope that if some of you haven't trusted in the Lord yet, the moment you step inside this room, that you met the Lord.
如果在我们当中还有没有认识主的，我希望当你踏进这个教会门的这一刻，你就遇见了他。
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes. That's one verse.
让我们翻到《传道书》
Chapter 3, verse,
第三章。
Yeah, you don't have to turn to it. Just listen. You know, gospel is all about hearing.
你不需要来翻，你可以就静静的来听。
Because hearing is a living voice.
我们可以听到这个活的话语。
God wants us to hear His living voice.
主实在是愿意我们听到他活的话语。
When you read, you have to also thinking that you are actually hearing God's voice.
当你在读圣经的时候，你也应该想到你要听到那种活的话语。
Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in His time. He has also set eternity in their hearts.
传道书第三章第十一节，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的里面。
You see, if anything that we feel like they're very good to us,
任何我们觉得好的东西，
we want them to last forever.
我们希望那个好的东西能够存到永远。
It's like yesterday, we have wedding, we have dancing.
就好像昨天的婚宴，昨天婚宴上的这个大家的跳舞。
How we wish the last dance can last forever.
我们多么希望最后的那一支舞曲能够一直存续到永远。
When I was young in the colleges, that.I went to a lot of dancing parties.
我年轻的时候在大学里面，我参加过很多的舞会。
I didn't believe the Lord. There was a boy in my heart.
那个时候，我还没有信主。
So even though school officially, in Taiwan, officially students were not allowed to dance.
尽管那个时候在台湾的大学里面是禁止学生跳舞。参加舞会的。
So we are all very obedient, and nobody went to dance parties.
所以那个时候的学生非常的遵守规则，不去参加任何的舞会。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗
？No.
当然你们不会相信。
Because we have dancing party every single weekend.
因为那个时候每一个那个周末都会有舞会。
I went there. Some of them, if we have a long weekend, we dance all night.
如果是有一个长周末的话，我们简直是整夜整夜的跳舞。
And last song or last dance always make people sad.
最后一支舞曲总是让人感到伤感。
After the last dance, you feel more void in your heart.
当最后一支舞曲结束的时候，我们的里面都有比以前更大的空虚。
So think of all the good things you have, all the good times you have, all the precious things you possess.
想一想你生命当中的美好的时光，想一想你所拥有的美好的事物。
They are all temporary. They cannot satisfy us.
所有的那一切都是短暂的，不能够满足我们的心。
Instead, cause us to be more sadder than more grievous.
相反的，那些东西让我们觉得更加的伤感。
So what actually that make us satisfied is something eternal.
能够使我们的心满足的，就是那个能够存到永远。
Not something temporary.
而不是那一些存留短暂的。
If you don't believe me, you can look at history. The Chinese emperors, they all want to live forever.
看一看历史，中国的帝王他们都想活到永远。
If you had same power, privilege,
如果你有权利
and you want to live forever as well,
有权利的人他们也想活到永远。
The most powerful man in the world now today, who's that?
现在世界上最有权利的人是哪一位？
He wants to live forever as well.
这一位他也想活到永远。
If you don't, that means you haven't been that place yet.
如果你心里没这个想法，那是因为你还没到这个地位。
The reason why we feel that because God put the eternity in our hearts.
我们里面之所以有那样子的想法，对永生的渴望，是因为神将永生放在你的心里。
Eternity is like a calling from God, come home.
永生就好像一个从神而来的呼唤，回家。
God's home is eternity.
神的家就是永远。
So he's calling us to come home.
他在召唤我们回家。
Until we come home with God, we will never be satisfied.
直到有一天我们听了神的声音，与神一起回到神的家，直到那一日我们里面都不会有满足。
Sometime in the past, I read from a very famous philosopher. He said this.
我读过一句非常有名的一个哲人所说的话。
I think his name is Pascal. He said, every man, every person in the world has this vacuum in the heart.
他说到世上所有的人在他们的心里都有一个空处。
And that vacuum actually has a shape. It has the shape of God.
那个空处有一个形状，就是神的形状。
And it's only God can fill it.
只有神能够填补那个空处。
Thank God that through the salvation of Lord Jesus, He wants to come to fill that place in our hearts.
感谢主，借着主的救恩，他能够来到我们的里面来填补那个空处。
So let's turn to our main text.
所以我们翻到我们今天主要要分享的经节。
Gospel is Gospel John.
是约翰福音。
We will read some of the passages.
我们要读一些经文。
In the John 6:26.
约翰福音第六章的第二十六节。
So if you cannot find a place that's perfectly fine.
如果你翻不到那个经节，完全没问题。
Because God's word is supposed to hear.
因为神的话是用来听的。
Hear the leading voice.
来听那个活的声音。
And Jesus said, answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
第二十六节，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱足。”
So prior to that, we already spent two sessions on this miracle Lord Jesus performed.
在来分享这一段信息的时候，我们知道前两次的信息，我们分享了。耶稣怎样行神迹来让人得饱足
？Lord Jesus with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed 5,000 men above 20 years old.
耶稣用5饼2鱼喂饱了5000个年龄在20岁以上的人。
So people believe that there could be around 20,000 people because it was a whole family gathering. Whole family came to listen to Christ in the wilderness.
所以我们相信他喂饱的实际上是20,000多人，因为那个时候信主的都是一家一家的来到这个旷野聚集在神的面前。
For example, if they count my family.
比方说如果他要那个时候要数算我家里的人。
How many people counted?
他会数成几个人呢
？One.
一个。
I'm the only boy over 20.
因为我是唯一一个超过20岁的男子。
My wife and 3 daughters don't count.
我的太太和3个女儿都不算数。
So very easy you can see there's 20,000 people there.
所以很容易你可以看到那个时候实际上是有两万多人。
So this was great miracle that Lord Jesus performed.
这是耶稣行的一个极其大的神迹。
And this miracle was very unique in another sense.
这个神迹从另外一个方面来讲是非常非常的特别。
This miracle is recorded in all 4 Gospels.
这个神迹在4卷福音书当中都有记载。
It's only miracle that is recorded in all 4 Gospels except resurrection of the Lord.
在所有的神迹当中，除开主基督耶稣复活之外，唯有这一个神迹是在4卷福音书当中都记载。
Especially, I'm very, very interested in John.
特别是在这个约翰福音书当中。
Because John was very, very picky in selecting his material to introduce us to Lord Jesus.
因为约翰这个使徒他是记载的时候是非常挑剔的，除非这一件事情对人非常的重要。
He purposely neglected.All the materials other gospel writers put into their gospels.
他就撇开了那其他的书卷当中记载的福音书当中的一些描述性的事物性的问题。
So why John also pick up this one and put it in his gospel?
使徒约翰为什么要将这一个神迹放在记载在？约翰福音当中。
So, and then John used many passages, the long passages, many verses to describe the true meaning of this miracle.
使徒约翰在这里用了非常长的篇幅来解释这一个神迹。
You know, John wrote this passage.After all the apostles, other apostles passed away, they all martyred.
约翰在记载这个福音的时候，其他的耶稣的门徒已经殉道，已经过世。
When he wrote this passage, he was about 90 years old.
他在写这卷福音书的时候，已经将近90岁。
He saw Christianity, that how it.Rises and then how it spread to the whole world.
他自己也经历了这个基督的信仰的高低起伏。
Unfortunately, the Christianity, faith in the Lord Jesus, turn into religion.
很可惜，在使徒约翰的这个时候，基督的信仰流于了宗教。
So today, when we share the gospels, it's not for you to believe in Christianity as religion.
我们今天所要传讲的福音，并不是要你来相信基督教。
If you believe Christianity as religion, then you might as well believe in Buddhism.
如果你将基督作为一个宗教来信仰，那么你也可以去相信佛教。
Might as well believe in what else you have?
道教。
A Muslim, yeah, 道教。
Yeah, 你也可以去相信道教，可以相信伊斯兰教。
Chinese folk religions.
或者是中国传说当中的这些民间信仰。
What God through John to tell us is that believing the Lord Jesus is all about life.
使徒约翰在这里说的，相信基督耶稣是关乎到生命的。
Living life
是关乎到一个活的生命的。
How to live a fulfilled and satisfied life God intended us to have.
怎么样过一个主所让我们得着的这个丰盛而有意义的 生命。
How to maintain this close walk with the Lord, close intimacy with God.
如何保持与主同行、与主亲密的这样子的关系？
So here, Lord Jesus now says this.
所以耶稣在这里说，
Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate up the loaves and were filled.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
After they ate this loaves and fish to their full, they came to look for Lord Jesus.
当这一群被他喂饱的人吃了饼和鱼得饱之后，他们过来找耶稣。
Next dayThey couldn't find Lord Jesus in the original location, so they came to find Lord Jesus, finally they found him.
他们接下来的那一天的时候，他们在原处来找耶稣，没有找到，最后终于找到了。
That's what Lord Jesus says. I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate up the loaves and were filled.
所以耶稣在这里说，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Because God performed miracles as a sign.
因为主他行神迹的时候，是为了给我们设定一个标识。
The desire of God is that through these signs we may come to find the Lord Jesus.
主的心意是，当我们看到这个标识的时候，我们能够找到他。
It's like the signs that on the highway on the road.
就好像我们经过的路，经过的高速公路上面的路标。
We have destination. We input in the GPS right now. That's young people is all GPS.
我们通常在我们的GPS 当中输入我们的目的地。
And you look for the signs.
然后当你开车的时候，你找各样的路标。
So these signs to point to the directions we need to make and to get us to the destination.
这个路标就告诉我们。走的方向，让我们能够最后达到我们的目的地。
So John never used the word miracle. He always used signs.
使徒约翰从来不用奇迹这个词，而是常常用到这个标识神迹。
So through the miracles God performed to temporarily relieve our need.
神借着神迹来满足一些我们在短暂的时间里面所需的。
But deeper meaning, the desire of our God is that through these signs, we may find Lord Jesus.
但是更深层次的，主所想望的是我们能够找到主耶稣。
We may get to know Him and accept Him as a Savior.
我们能够认识他，接受他，
and,
接受他为我们的主。
As our life.
为我们的生命。
So that's the purpose, that's desire in God's heart.
这是主他里面的愿望。
But others, people come to Lord Jesus just want to have temporary relief.
但是这些人来到他的面前，仅仅是为了满足他们暂时的需要。
They want a loaf. Loaf means something they can feel, they can eat, they can feel their stomach, they're full.
他们要这个饼，饼就是这个眼睛能看见的，能够让他们的肚腹能够觉得饱的。
So Lord Jesus said, "Do not work for the food which perishes."
所以主说不要为那会朽坏的来劳力。
But for the food which endures to eternal life.
而要为那能够存到永远的。
Which Son of Man will give to you.
因为人子是父所印证的。
So everything we that satisfies temporary actually perishes.
任何能够满足我们短暂需要的那些东西是会朽坏的。
Will not last forever.
不会存到永远。
The happiness we are looking for.
我们所想望的这种愉悦喜乐。
They're all very short lived.
这个世上的喜乐都是非常的短暂。
The happiest you have, the shorter the time you can enjoy it.
你那个快乐的心情越加的强烈，你所能够体会到的那个快乐的时间就越加的短。
When we are in happiness, time seems like flies very fast. Before you know, wow, it's the end.
人感到高兴的时候，时间过得非常的快。
Last dance, last note, and 咚。
就好像那个舞会里面的最后一支舞曲，最后一个音符停止的时候，所有结束。
So, you know, one day, that is very interesting. You know, everything we touch is a perish. The reason why it's temporal, because it perishes.
我们所能够接触触摸到的事情都是会朽坏的。
Corrupts.
都会崩塌的。
And one day that we bought a loaf of bread.
有一次我们买了一条面包
from ShopRite
从ShopRite 买了一条面包
I think we bought it at the end of spring
那我记得我们是在这个春末的时候买的
put on the dinner table
我们就把它放在这个餐桌上面
I think we forgot about it
我们忘了它一直就在那餐桌上
maybe every time we saw it we thought it was decoration
我们每次我们看到它的时候可能就把它误认为是一个装饰品
After summer almost ends.
当夏天都快结束的时候
You know, Chinese families always, summer is hot, winter is cold.
你知道在中国的家庭通常是那个屋子里面夏天非常的热冬天非常的冷
So, for this almost three months of hot and humid temperature, and one day we realized, oh, there was a robe we bought.
在这个又湿又热的这个夏天的结尾的时候，我们突然发觉，哦，我们还有这条面包。
And we look at it.
我们就看着。
We try to open it and eat it.
我们就准备打开，准备吃。
And we look at it, there's no mold.
我们仔细的看了一下，没发霉呀。
And we thought about it.
我们想了一下。
We look at each other.
我们相互对视。
Why it didn't have mold?
为什么它没发霉呢？
What does that mean?
那意味着啥？
And we look at each other.
我们又互相对视。
Guess what we do? What we did?
你知道我们最后做了什么吗？
Are you dare to eat it?
你敢吃吗？
We look at it and said, well, let's throw it away.
我们又看它最后一眼说，还是把它扔掉吧。
By common sense, we know in this world, nothing lasts.
按照常理，我们知道在这个世上没有什么。
If someone gave you a pill, said this, you eat this pill, you live forever. Are you able to? You really want to take it or not?
如果有人给你一个药丸，说你吃下去之后能够得永生，活到永远，你敢吃吗？
From Google scientists.
从这个谷歌的科学家。
Right off their lab.
谷歌的科学家在他们的这个实验室里面做出来的这一个药丸。
I think 20-30 years when they first came on the scene, that their scientists boasted in 20 years, mankind can find the way to live forever.
我记得在多年以前谷歌刚刚出现的时候，他们在那个地方号称20年之后人可以有这样一个药物能够让他们活到永远。
Now they package it, UPS or whatever, Amazon, send it to you that pill, if you eat it, you'll live forever.
然后他们就把这个药放在 UPS, Amazon, 送到你的家里，告诉你说你吃了之后就可以活到永远。
But are you able to, you will want to take it or not?
那么你想你会吃吗？
So only God can satisfy us.
只有主能够满足我们。
So Lord Jesus told them, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food endures to eternal life, which Son of Man will give to you.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们。
Only God can provide us eternal life.
只有神能够赐我们永生。
Only He lives in eternity.
只有他是在永远里面存活的。
And then the Jews asked the Lord, she says, then, he said, what shall we do so that we may work the works of God?
所以这个犹太人就问他，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？
They use plural works. What works should we do to work the works of God?
这里的神的工 work 它用的是一个多数，
许多的善行，
就是许多的善行，许多的好事。
And Lord Jesus answered, said, this is the work of God, the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
耶稣在这里回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
So this statement, what kind of work, good works, we have to do for this eternal life?
所以这里人问到的是，有哪一些的善行我们可以做，然后能够得到神所说的这个永生？
How many good works I have to do to earn that eternal life?
多少的好的事情我做了才能够来换得这个永生？
Lord Jesus says, this is the work of God.
耶稣在这里说，这就是做神的工。
Only one thing,
只有一件事情，
that you believe in him who he has sent,
就是信神所差来的。
Most important thing, the only thing we need to do is to believe in the Lord Jesus.
最重要的，唯一我们所需要做的就是信神所差来的。
Think of it, how reasonable this is.
想一想这个表述是多么的多么的合理。
See how God has made this salvation free for all to have.
看看神是怎样把这一个白白的救恩来给每一个人。
He himself became like us.
他自己变成和你我一样的人。
Born as very poor family,
生在一个非常贫穷的家庭。
And he prepared himself a flesh and body,
他为他自己预备了一个血肉之身。
And to die for us, and to die on the cross for us,
在十字架上为你我受死。
And to shed his precious blood and die on the cross,
在十字架上流出宝血为你我受死。
So in order for us today, we can have his salvation.
他这样做就是为了如今我们能够有这样子的救恩。
Now he gives himself as free gift to us to accept.
如今他把他自己作为一个免费的礼物来赐给我们每一个人。
What is the biggest offense to God?
你知道最冒犯神的一件事情是什么吗？
It's not to accept his gift.
就是不接受他给你的。
What is the greatest thing you can do?
你为神能做的最大的一件事情是什么？
Is to accept this great free gift.
就是来接受这个白白的礼物。
Now we mentioned this very objectively.
我们非常客观的来
appeal to your reason.
完全是出于这个讲道理的缘故。
So he said, this is the work of God.
这就是神的功。
That you believe in him whom he has sent.
信神所差来的。
You know, this is also applied to Christians as well.
实际上这一句话对于每一个基督徒也是 有用的。
I remember that I believed in the Lord when I was, the 1980, when I first arrived in America.
当我八十年代刚来美国的时候，我信主得救。
And after a while, so I graduated from the work and started to work.
我研究生毕业之后开始工作。
Very hard.
非常非常的不容易。
Yeah, I have to get up early and drove almost 3 hours, like commuting, 3 hours driving.
那个时候我得非常早的起来，然后3个小时的通勤，开车通勤。
Yeah, work very hard.
非常非常的。
And get home around 10 o'clock, something like that.
晚上差不多10点钟才能够回到家。
Oftentimes, my wife already went to bed with the kids.
很多时候我回到家的时候，我的太太已经和孩子已经上床休息。
And I went to prayer meeting this Tuesday night.
而且我星期二的时候参加祷告聚会。
Friday Bible study, we have to leave Bible study.
星期五我们要参加读经聚会。
And Sunday we have to leave the Sunday school.
星期天我还要在这个主日学领会。
And we have a special retreat we have to attend.
我们还有特别的退休会要参加。
I ask God, how can a young person today, at the time, can serve the Lord wholeheartedly? Is it possible?
那个时候，我求问主，当我还是年轻人的时候，我说，这样子的，让我全心的服侍，怎么可能？
We have only 24 hours a day.
我们仅仅只有24个小时。
How could that possible?
一天只有24个小时，怎么可能呢？
So when I'm driving, when I'm tired, I always have this question in my mind.
每次当我非常疲劳的在那个地方开车的时候，我的里面会有这样子的问题。
So that I clearly remember there was Tuesday again.
我非常的清楚的记得一个星期二。
So yeah, you know, you live in Edison, right? Once you're off the after 131.You have this traffic light. You turn left to the hillside apartment where I live. Turn to right is the Nellie Cooper Avenue. That's our church building was at the time.
你们住在爱迪生的都知道，一三一下来之后，向左拐是我住的地方，向右拐就是我们教会以前在的地方。
I always pray, God, if you want me to pray.Make me make a right turn.
我常常祷告说主啊，求你，求你让我在那个红灯十字路口的时候向右拐。
I don't even dare to make the decision in morning that I need to go. I will go to prayer meeting.
在早上的时候，我甚至都不敢有这样子的祷告说，哦，晚上我要去这个祷告聚会。
But when I drive home, I said, God, if you want me to go to prayer meeting.Make me make the right turn.
当下班我非常疲劳的驾车到了快到这个地方的时候，我就祷告求主说，主啊，如果是你愿意的，你就让我向右拐。
Yeah, at that night.
那天晚上。
During the prayer meeting.
在祷告聚会的时候。
God answered my prayer, my question through the prayer of another brother.
主借着另外一个弟兄的口回答了我的问题。
When that brother prayed, he was quoting exact this verse.
那个弟兄在祷告的时候，就是 引用了这一节的圣经。
This is the work of God.
这是神的工。
That you believe in Him who, whom He has sent.
信他所差来的。
So all I need to do.
这是我所需要，这是所有我所需要做的。
It should believe in this true and living God.
相信这一位真实的永活的神。
I don't have to worry about everything else.
我不用为其他的任何的事情来担心。
And my heart is like such huge burden, seems like the load away immediately. I felt the peace in my heart.
那一刻，我心里的千斤重担就突然的被卸掉，我的里面满是喜乐。
So everyone here today.
所以每一位在座的。
The good news is that we can trust in the Lord Jesus.
好消息是，我们能够来信靠主耶稣。
God through the Old Testament and through New Testament, He just extends His invitation to all of us.
神通过旧约和新约，将他的邀请。来达到我们每一个人。
Another place. I'll try to look at the time that if I have time to finish that. So Lord Jesus said this in verse 35. He said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he believes in me will never thirst."
约翰福音的第35章，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
So here again, we can see that like Isaiah, he equates the word "come" to the believing. So he says, "He who comes to me will not hunger; he who believes in me will never thirst."
所以在这里。使徒约翰将以赛亚所用的那一个来那个字在这里解释为信，他这里说到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Whether you're a Christian or not, you can come, you know, Christian have a lot of burden as well.
基督徒也有许多的重担。
We need to test faithfulness of God, truthfulness of God every day.
我们每天要来试炼我们对神的这个信心。
Come to the Lord.
到主面前来。
We will not hunger.
我们不会再饿。
Believe in Him will never make us thirsty.
信他，我们永远不会干渴。
Now you have to trust and take that, right? And then you will experience it.
你必须要相信并且接受，然后你自己就可以经历。
And Lord Jesus further says, 37, All that the Father gives me will come to me. The one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
耶稣在37节又说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。
John's Gospel telling us this one thing.
约翰福音告诉我们一件事。
Salvation is eternal.
救恩是永远的。
Once you truly believe in the Lord, having eternal life, that is for eternity.
一旦你真正的相信、接受这个救恩，这个救恩是存到永远的。
Only eternity can satisfy our hearts.
只有那个永远能够让我们的心满足。
Christians have been debating for 1,000 years. Can a Christian lose his salvation?
千百年以来，基督徒都在有这样子的一个辩论。基督徒会不会失去永生？
In John's writings, he tells us, no, Christians will never lose our salvation.
约翰福音这里说得很清楚，我们所得到的救恩永远不会失去。
Only eternal salvation can satisfy our hearts.
只有永远的救恩能够让我们的里面满足。
Otherwise, today you feel good about yourself, you feel you're saved. Tomorrow, you beat up your wife, you feel like you're worse sinners, and you lose your salvation. If your salvation based on the current conditions, you will never have peace. You will never be satisfied.
如果不是一次得救，永远得救。那么今天你自己感觉良好，你对这个救恩有把握，明天你可能打了你的配偶，打了你的妻子，你就会觉得你是这个世界上最恶劣的一个罪人，没有救恩，那么我们的里面就永远不会有平安。
Bible tells us before we live a single day on earth, before we are even yet born, all the days of our life already in His eyesight.
圣经里面告诉我们，在我们还在母腹的时候，我们尚未过世间的一日，我们所要行的都完完全全的在主的眼里，在神的眼里。
We can surprise us for what we think and what we do, but we can never surprise God.
我们对我们自己所行、所思、所想的，可能有的时候会让我们感到惊讶，但是神不会惊讶任何我们所做的。
Because he already knew.
因为他已经知道。
He already know that when will we die.
他已经知道我们什么时候会离世。
If the Lord Jesus tarries, he already know that when we will be buried.
他甚至知道我们什么时候被埋葬。
And where?
而且在哪里被埋葬。
America, China, Taiwan, I mean that.
在中国，在美国，在台湾。
We will never satisfy God, surprise God.
任何我们的事情，神都不会感到惊奇。
He provides for us precious blood of Lord Jesus. Whenever we sin, all God wants from us is for us to come back to Him, ask for forgiveness.
神为我们预备了基督耶稣的宝血。任何时候我们犯罪，神要我们所做的就是回到他的面前认我们的罪。
When we acknowledge our sin, God will tell us, I have already forgiven you.
当我们在神面前认我们的罪，神告诉我们说，你的罪我早已赦免。
He will not even pause for a split second. He will tell us immediately, even sometimes,We want to acknowledge our sin before we utter that in a prayer. We already have the peace. God will tell us He has already forgiven us.
神在瞬间当中不会迟延，就会把那个平安赐到我们的心里，让我们知道神已经赦免了我们。
Because after Christ died, shed His precious blood for us, that God is always, always ready to forgive us.
因为当主基督耶稣受死流出宝血的时候，神他永远是预备好了来赦免我们的罪。
When we sin, God's heart is eternity in the eternity past already ready to forgive us.
当我们犯罪的时候，在那个永远的过去，神已经原谅了我们。
No sin is greaterThen the grace of our Lord.
没有什么罪比主的恩典更大。
So that's salvation that can satisfy our hearts. That is eternal salvation.
这个永远的救恩能够满足世人的心。
So 2 years ago, I have this burden to share the gospel with my family, so we went back to Taiwan.
两年多前我回到台湾，里面有负担向我的家人来传讲福音。
And so after first gospel message of gather all the family members, my sister from Japan, and other places, they all come to Taiwan, Taipei, and so we have the family gathering.And we had the gospel sharing, so I shared the gospel with them.
所以我的家人从四处来到台湾，有从日本回来的，有从其他地方回来的家人，所以我向他们分享了福音。
And then, but before even I finished the gospel, my heart already come up with another topic for the gospel.
就在我第一次跟他们分享的这个福音都还没有完全结束的时候，我的里面实际上又有分享一个其他题目的这个负担。
That theme God put in my heart was God's forgiveness.
放在我心里的负担是与他们分享主的赦免。
God's forgiveness, not like man's, not like ours.
主的赦免、主的原谅和世人世间的原谅是不同的。
Absolutely not the same.
完完全全的不同。
So I pray to the Lord, says maybe give me a second opportunity to share the gospel with my families.
所以我当时就想说可以。给我另外一个机会，让我能够继续与我的家人分享福音。
Because the two times the gospel sharing, I always pray, I didn't tell them, I just asked the Lord to provide that environment. So first gospel meeting, because my sister suddenly texted me, said, "Oh, we'd like to hear you this Sunday to share gospel with us, so that when people get," because I was thinking like people get in that occasion, you know, I just came to the Taipei, and they all come together, right? The joyful occasions, you know. So may not have that atmosphere for the gospel, not yet, right? So everybody, come together, very joyful, and talk about, you know, chatting about what happened. So I was praying for that environment, the atmosphere that I can share the gospel.
所以在我传福音之前里面并没有确据，想到亲人从四处而来，在聚集的时候可能没有分享福音那样子的氛围，所以我就在主面前祷告，求主为我创造能够传福音的氛围。但是那个时候我的姐姐就给我发了这个信息，说希望在要来的这个星期天你可以和我们这些家人来分享一下主的话。
So she stayed with the brother in Tainan, so she texted from Tainan this Friday, this Sunday. Can you share the gospel with us?
那个时候我的那个姐姐在和台南的哥哥在一起，她从台南给我发来讯息说，你可不可以跟我们分享福音？
我弟弟。
弟弟。
And so after share the first time, I was thinking that, well, God gives another message, so I was again.Pray for the Lord, give us an opportunity.
所以在我第一次分享还没有结束的时候，主又把这个另外的一个负担放在我的里面，我就又开始祷告，求主能够赐我这样子的时机。
And then Friday comes and my sister texts me again.
星期五的时候，我的姐姐又给我发来了信息。
It says my brother and sister-in-law and they felt very touched by the gospel, so they want to hear it again this coming Sunday.
所以我姐告诉我说，我弟和我弟媳对上一次分享的福音里面觉得非常感动，希望能够再多听一些。
So I shared again on this topic of God's forgiveness.
所以我就与他们分享神的原谅。
In order for us to have a perfect peace from God.God's salvation is eternal.
能让我们里面有永久的平安，是在于救恩是永远的。
God's forgiveness based on the precious blood of Lord Jesus is enormous, valuable.
主的神的救恩是基于主的宝血。
No sins are greater than the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
没有任何的罪比那个珍贵的宝血更大。
We thank the Lord that He extended the invitation to all of us.
感谢主，他将这样子的一个邀请送达到我们每一个人的里面。
And see how God is concerned that how happy we live our life, how joyful we can live our life, how satisfied we can live our life.
来想一想主的心愿，主愿意我们过一个怎样心满意足的生活。
It can be only achieved through coming to the Lord, accept the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior.
这样子的心满意足，唯有通过来到主基督耶稣的面前，承认主为我们的救主。
Acknowledge Him as our Savior and acknowledge our own sin. We cannot save ourselves.
承认我们的罪，承认主基督耶稣为我们的主，我们才能够心满意足。
Then we'll have this eternal life.
这样我们就会有那个永远的生命。
And your life will change, will be changed.
你的生命就会改变。
And change forever.
就会永远的改变。
I believe in the Lord for more than 40 years.
我蒙恩得救已经四十多年了。
I believe in the Lord in 1980.
我在八十年代的时候，蒙恩得救。
I baptized in August 10th, I think. That's August 10th. 国庆日。
在八十年代的一个八月十日的那一天，我受浸的。哦，十月。
Yeah, October. I believe in the Lord in
September. 十月十日。
Yeah, baptized.
对，是台湾的一个双十节。
Thank the Lord that the life, you know, has been up and down.
感谢主，这几十年来我的生命高低起伏。
But this undercurrent, this is a peace that's there always.
但是我里面的最深处总有一个平安。
That is the love of Christ always there.
耶稣的爱永远在那里。
So we hope that everyone can come to the Lord to accept the Lord.
我们希望所有的人能够来到主的面前来接受他的救恩。
Trust in the Lord and prove His faithfulness.
来相信主，来自己经历见证他的信实。
Today，
就在今天。
Now，
就是现在。
Let's have a word of prayer。
我们有一点祷告。
Father， we thank you so much for the word of gospel。
父，我们感谢你，感谢你这个福音的话语。
Thank you for extending your invitation for gospel to all of us。
感谢你将这个福音的邀请送到我们每一个人的里面。
May you open the ears so we can hear him.
愿你开我们的耳，所以我们能够听见。
And open the eyes of our heart.
让我们求你开我们里面的眼睛。
So we can see him.
所以我们能够看见他。
And believe.
能够相信。
To have an eternal life.
能够有永远的生命。
To the glory of the Lord Jesus.
所有的荣耀归于主基督耶稣。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
我们祷告是奉他最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.